The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must
take America. There are times that things don't work out as expected. Good evening. Welcome to a Tuesday night installment, the second hour of the National Intel Report. Jeff Bennett in for John Stadtmiller with another episode of Protecting Your Wealth. Last Thursday, we're in the middle of a lot of things here. My offices and studios, we were having electrical issues here. It may have been computer-related cable provider issues. We still haven't gotten to the bottom of that one, which prevented me from being here last Thursday. So I'm all set to go, and about 15 minutes ago, my computer started going absolutely haywire. It was freezing up. It wasn't responding to the mouse. It was just absolutely insanity. So we're here. How are you? I'm tired. You spend 20 hours a day doing what I'm doing right now, and painting and packing and trying to prepare a residence for bailout and going elsewhere, and then I wound up going out to look at a house three times yesterday. A great home. Small home, smaller, but you know, if it were just the wife and I, I'd say, you know what, we do it, we like it. A very, very marvelous place. The backyard is like a Tahitian paradise with a pool and fountains and a little tiki hut and umbrellas and heaters and more shrubberies and plants and mixed stuff, cypresses and ficuses and cactus and stuff planted. All of it's just gorgeous. And we made a decision today we're probably going to pull away from it for a combination of reasons. The bedrooms are outrageously small. They're big enough for a little baby. And then I sit there watching market stuff all day and political stuff I'm just avoiding. I just don't give a damn about it. Let them all shoot each other and put them out of our misery. That's probably the best way to put it that I can. I look at market issues today. It was interesting. I've not looked at markets for almost a week. Dow Jones Industrial is down nearly a looks like nearly 1,000 points since this time a week ago. Off nearly 300 today to close at 25,410. S&P 500 off over 35, almost 35 and a third. Two, in their session at 27,44. NASDAQ down 91 points today to end at 73,30. Global Dow is down 0.92. It's just not even worth talking about. Gold was off a bit today. Pennies in the scheme of things. Oil down 27 cents a barrel at 62.73. Fairly close to where it was a week ago. No major change in that respect. But Trump claims that he's cut a deal for two new Air Force Ones, and he's going to allegedly save the taxpayer $1.4 billion or million, or what's the difference? It's all, well, B&M's BM, right? So figure it out from there. And now somebody says, well, we don't know if it's true. We've not seen the bids. We've not seen, you know, Boeing's not making any claims, blah, 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 blah. And It's you save the taxpayers here, but you stick it to us over there. There ain't no gains, folks. 900 and some odd days before this administration reaches the end, the guy's already announced he's running for re-election. Powell's testimony, this is the new head of the Federal Reserve, has stoked fresh inflation and rate hike fears. Yeah, well, I already know about the rate hike business. Several years ago, I signed as a co-signer for my son on a vehicle. The last year has been pure hell. Sometimes he can make the payments, sometimes he can't. The financial operation that did it comes running to me. I've been covering it, and now I'm beginning to find out that it's been such a mess for the last year plus that it has damaged my credit rating. My wife and I are looking to buy and replace this house that my offices and studios are in, and find out that my credit rating is crap. Fortunately, hers is great. On the surface, she's the only one making any money anyway. We both have Social Security coming in. I make a few paltry pennies doing what I'm doing on the air here. She's got a nice fat retirement and pension fund. She's got a whole bunch of money in the bank, various different places. And so we kind of ride on her back on this one, but it still hurts finding that your credit rating has dropped from the low 800s to high 700s to well down in the sixes at this point in time. And that is hurting us as far as mortgages. And of course, Powell gets up there today. And by the way, did you ever notice that days after Trump was elected to the presidency, didn't even take office yet, Janet Yellen's immediate response was to begin raising interest rates. And there's been several increases in interest rates since then. And now I'm watching the cost of buying a new house go up and up and up. And my mortgage guy today said they expect another hike next week. And this is before Powell even opened his mouth. Traders on Wall Street are now looking at a chance of 4 rate hikes in the near future. Oh, this is Marvy, just Marvy. We don't want to stay in this house for many reasons. The most important of which has to do with my middle granddaughter, the 14-year, nearly 14-year-old. She'll be 14 in 2 weeks. And this is spooky stuff. Papa John's, the pizza giant, is ending its NFL sponsorship. We expected no less. 50 Cent, the music guy, turns out he's not a surprise Bitcoin millionaire after all. Who cares? What else we got? We don't care about that. That's minor junk. Who in the world is trying to dial me now? I'm not answering it. I don't know who it is. It sounds like it might be the school. Let me see what else we got here. Young single Americans are tired and confused and scared about dating. This is all because of the Me Too stuff. Oh, yeah, he touched me. He fondled me. Young single Americans are confused and scared about dating? We really have raised a bunch of wussies, haven't we? And I cleaned that one up, folks. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Goldman Investment Chief says Bitcoin and Ether are both bubbles. Another headline, Crypto Watch. Check out our complete cryptocurrency resource center. Shoppers would welcome an Amazon cryptocurrency, according to Survey Says. This is the kind of headlines we looked at every single day. It's unreal. Coca-Cola is cutting 350 jobs after the reorganization. What, are they going to cut 350 jobs out of Mexico and stop? You know that most of the Coca-Cola in this part of the country, in the Southwest where I live? In most of the Coca-Cola sold at Walmart is not bottled here in Phoenix. It's bottled in Mexico. Yeah. Home prices accelerated in December. Well, in some areas they may have. I'm not seeing lots of positive stuff. What's that? Oh, the little one must be home with me. Grandma just took the 14-year-old to her friend's house. So the Dow took a kick in the butt today. What do you think of that? I'm not, because of the fact I really have not been watching markets since late last week. I've been busy. We're descending into a slow, reckless hysteria. Do the ends justify the means? I mean, I cannot believe some of the things that I'm hearing on the mainstream media and reading on the internet these days. Well, shame on me if I'm shocked, because there's a good number of us that have forecast all of this coming. Period of hysteria and a general disregard for reality follow on a long period of lies and corruption. Kind of like the fact that night follows day. No, it doesn't. Day follows night. You see, first comes the loss of a regard for virtue of almost any sort. Then the embrace of the darkness. If the economic hardships had been more rigorous, then we probably would have had little doubt that the killing would have come closer to home by now. Killing? What killing is that? I said, shotgun. Shoot him 40, run now. Duty jerk, baby. The killing would have come closer to home by now. What does shock me, I suppose, is how blithely, seemingly well-educated people of relative privilege, who certainly know better, are willing to lay down and embrace the big lie and run with it without a second glance back. Bizarre untruths and gross hyperbole are not just for the fringes anymore. Oh, yeah. In some cases, we are talking about the shooting in Florida last week, or maybe it was the week before. I lose track anymore. Does it really matter? There was a debate recently between James Risen and Glenn Greenwald. It was moderated by one Jeremy Scahill. We've posted a video of this debate at Kettle Marine Precious Metals. And they discussed this. The debate is here. But all of these things are hardly the worst example. Not at all, not at all. That was all over the airwaves in the print media this past weekend. Propaganda being spun out with regularity about dire threats and declarations of war. It begins to make me wonder where in the hell all of this is going. Some feel perfectly happy picking and choosing among the lies that suit them, all of which promote their own biases and purposes. After all, everyone is doing it now, right? Orwell once said, at any given moment, there is an orthodoxy, a body of ideas of which it is assumed that all right-thinking people accept without question. It is not exactly forbidden to say this, that, or the other, but it is not done to say it. That anyone who challenges the prevailing orthodoxy finds himself silenced with surprising effectiveness. The genuinely unfashionable opinion is almost never given a fair hearing, either in the popular press or in the highbrow periodicals. And Orwell. Try to resist the temptation to join in on this dalliance into this mesmerizing dance of deceit, the sickness. What in the world? I never touched that. The sickness and the death that follows with it. Stocks rallied yesterday. All was good. Today they took it in the pants. Oh, we may soon recover the levels of our blow-off top. Not surprised, since the mania is still alive and well. Consider the plunge we had the other week as likely a market break. But I do think that this presages a decline, most likely in the neighborhood of 20%. 20% potential decline on the Wall Street. But timing that sort of thing is extremely difficult, unless you are a legend of the punditry, remarkable as long as you can keep your own scorecard with other people's money. Gold and silver moved up nicely yesterday. They were pushed back down when the dollar recovered its declines, finishing weekly higher. Gold and silver both were down today. The Dow was down today. So what else is going on today? Well, over on the metal side of the house, rhodium was flat at $1,720. Palladium up $4 at $1,030. Platinum off a dollar today, but considering that I've not looked at this market in a week, platinum's down considerably, almost $20 in the last week. Silver down a penny today in the after hours at $16.37. Gold currently down $1.30 in the after hours. But there's more to all of this. By the way, later on when the program's over, and I don't know what kind of music you're into. I'm kind of eclectic. I'm into old movies. Now, not that I consider Eastwood's movies old, but by today's standards, they are getting old. But then so is Eastwood. And so am I. Some of Eastwood's earliest films after he left Rawhide were, of course, the Italian spaghetti westerns, music by Ennio Morricone. There was a marvelous piece of music that came out of, I believe it was, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. The piece of music was called Ecstasy of Gold. Not a huge fan of this type of music, but what happens when you merge the classical style of a Hollywood soundtrack for a film by Marconi along with the music of Metallica? Calamarine Precious Metals. Currently, the article is, if that's what you want to call it, is down. Yeah, position number two at Calamarine Precious Metals. It's called Ecstasy of Gold. It's a complete live musical rendition of that piece of music. Marconi conducting the orchestra, and then Metallica steps in. It's pretty cool. I mean, why not? Let's go for the gold. Speaking of gold, there's an article posted, which was published this afternoon at 3:05. And the article is entitled, Why Did Gold Drop $18 Today? It's them there market forces, you silly goose. Well, first of all, I'm not sure that gold did drop 18 bucks today, announced. It could have. Some of you might even actually be in a better position to let me know that. I've had no time to look. I ain't been looking, TC. I don't care about this here being on the computer 24 hours a day. It's a killing me. It's a killing my eyesight. What you doing, boop-de-doo? Hand me back in a few minutes. Don't be a powder face or I'll kick your booty. Hey, Sneaky Bob. She's ignoring me. You can't get that off? Come on over here. My little Sneaky Bob is coming to be a... Okay, turn around. Let me see. Oh, my goodness gracious. She has a little necklace she's unable to get off. So, you know, I got a little six-year-old Sneaky Bob granddaughter, who I love dearly, coming to see her 70-year-old Papa Grandpa to get the necklace off. That's right. That's right. And did we have some good cake yesterday? Yeah? Okay, don't lose it because I did not get hooked back up. So we'll hook it up later. My hands are very dry. I need cream for my hands. Oh, okay. All right. Well, be careful. Go put it away. I got to go back to work here. What, you can't do it while I'm working? Yeah, we'll see about that. You'll be good. Well, the subtitle of the article is called Gold Pukage Foretold. Vince tells us that in deference to the title here, gold ran out of buyers. Blood in the water. Monday's failed rally was the final straw, and commercials rightly their foot on its neck. Did you expect anything different? What is different is we have the play-by-play giving the alerts to the break higher. The failure, the reversal, all captured using a modern system that handicaps the likelihood of volatility increasing. Now, if only it could tell us who put their foot on the nation's neck. It is simple. It's kind of an updated post to track gold's behavior from, say, Sunday night through today, using a proprietary signal that warns of expanding volatility. In what? In gold? Or in the paper markets? Or in all of the above? Augmented properly, it gives us an excellent risk-reward trade from both the long and short-term sides. Oh, yes, my friends, we have been warned. If one had followed the signals generated, they would have scratched on the buy signal, cashed in on the reversal. But as the original author, Vincent, who admits he did not play the reversal, said to us, it's just a trade. The market ain't going to go away. More opportunities will come. Nothing has changed to justify negating a target of $1,700. But I'll begin to worry under $1,275. Well, having asked Vince to update the post, he commented that his own crystal ball is muddy from this point on. Asked whether this is a dip to buy or the beginning of an even greater expansion of volatility lower, he couldn't say. Sounds like this guy's a newsletter writer. He gives you 16 lines of BS to get you subscribed to his newsletter. And then once you get it, it's gobbledygook, all intertwined in one between the covers of two ends of the magazine. The initial impulsive great risk reward part of the move is done been here. Whether that snowballs into a bigger move or regresses to the mean, I don't know yet. I ain't got the answer to the questions. Yeah, I'm starting to mumble. Of course, he did recommend Michael Moore's numbers is what he is looking toward now in combination with a company called RSI and reminded us of VBS's limitations, who frequently captures the first $10 of a $50 move, but we're never in for that last bigger piece. Interesting. $50. And so on this sunny note, we will leave you to catch up with what was easily the answer by over the past these 3 days. Oh, we could go on and on and on. But you know what? It just shows people it goes up, it goes down, it goes sideways. Why do we even concern ourselves with a lot of this stuff? Yeah, I just nodded off. Sorry, guys. It's been one of those days. Yeah. All right, let's see what we got here. Oh, let's go to this Federal Reserve Chairman guy. This guy's a real piece of work. He admits that the U.S., yes, this is the key, is not on a sustainable fiscal path. Yeah. Less than 1 week after Dallas Federal Reserve Bank President Robert Kaplanstein sounded the alarm over the level of debt that America's government is projected to carry. Federal Chair Jay Powell told Congress today that the U.S. is not on a sustainable fiscal path. Treasury yields were already spiking, echoing the recent Goldman analysis, which warned that the recently implemented Republican spending plan could lead and will lead to an unsustainable debt load. Kaplan predicted the U.S. fiscal future beyond 2 years and said while the corporate tax cuts and other reforms may boost productivity and lift economic potential, most of the stimulative effects will fade by 19 and 20. Leaving behind an economy with a higher debt burden than before. And that projected increase in government debt to GDP comes at a point in the economic cycle when it would be preferable to be moderating the rate of debt growth at the government level. No, the time to moderate the debt load at the government level would have been a hell of a long time ago. Previously, it was pointed out that this sudden Fed anxiety comes nearly a decade after the U.S. unleashed its biggest debt issuance binge in history, doubling the U.S. debt from 10 to 20 trillion under President Bosco, or was that Buckwheat, which was only made possible thanks to the Fed's monetization of $4 trillion in deficits and debt issuance. When U.S. debt doubled in the past decade, the Fed had no problems and, in fact, enabled it. And now it's time to panic because they're going to stick it to us. And don't think they're not. And so the question that we pose before we go to break, is this the end of bear markets forever? Oh, God, how quickly we forget. The end of bear markets? Unbelievable. I've questioned over the past several weeks exactly how much volatility the Fed would allow before stepping into the fray to keep the market stable. We now know it's roughly a 10% decline. Specifically, with the comments about QE being useful to have in the toolkit for those times when the short-term interest rates tool may not be available, adding that the Fed is quite likely to require large-scale asset purchases again because real rates will remain low due to slow productivity and labor force growth. They also added that if LSAPs are indeed not effective, then the Fed may need to take other measures. In other words, despite the rhetoric to the contrary, the Fed ain't going away. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. Unreal. Well, there's more to this when we come back. I've asked if we can go to a slightly early break. I have a minor emergency we need to attend to. We come back, we'll share some further commentary with you on this issue. We're going to move into some further commentary about Michael, where are you? Where do you go? Ah, thank you. Appreciate it. We come back. We're going to maybe get into the second part of our discussion about precious metals, IRAs, and more. Sweating in the sun. Be back.
Felt like a million. Felt like number one. The height of summer. I'd never felt that strong. Like a rock.
You can run and hide, but you just can't change the facts. It's a growing business of some people in the street who do not have a job, open up the bottom falling out. All the people slipping through the cracks. Well, you can run and hide, but you just can't change the facts.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
A dollar in.
Oh, yeah. How does interest come about? The Fed brings it about. Welcome back. The reality is that interest rates are going up. Discussion, surmisation, if there is such a word, is that the Fed is probably going to bring interest rates up 4 more times, not in the near future. But it isn't going to benefit you and I. No. It doesn't mean you're going to get a higher rate of interest in your passbook savings account or on your CDs. You can kiss that one goodbye. CDs, certificates of depreciation, people. That's what those damn things are. Now, we sit there taking a look at gold. Gold has taken a little bit of a back door once again. It's still holding it above 1,300. You know, what's the figure I gave you before? Currently at, you know, 1,316, 1,318, somewhere in that area. And I'm on a buying binge again. And because it's going to hit 14 and 15 and 16, it'll eventually hit 17. When? I don't know. I don't care. And the reason I don't care is because the Fed is going to continue to do their dastardly deeds. No different than the politicians. The politicians do not answer to you and I. They don't do our bidding. They don't do what the public demands of them as relates to the laws on the books. Over the course of this last week plus, with this tragedy that happened at the school in Florida, all we've heard about is grab the guns. Too many kids are dying. Too many people are dying. But nobody gives a damn about the number of kids that are dying at the hands of Planned Parenthood and other abortion factories. That's down a different path. The fact of the matter is that I own gold and silver for one reason and one reason only. I don't trust the dollar. I don't trust those who control and manipulate the dollar. I'm tired of the jive. When do you grow tired of it? Or do you just at the point that, well, there ain't a dang thing we can do about it, so what the hell? Just sit back and get us another six-pack of beer, darling. I saw a piece the other night about guy gives his wife $20. No, she gave him $20. Told him to go out and get an outfit for their little dog. And whatever was left, he could go ahead and buy some beer. He went out and bought the beer. And when he got home, he carefully opened up the box. Looked like Heineken or something, you know. Put the beer in the fridge and took the empty box and put it on the little puppy dog. There's its clothes to keep it warm. A couple of interesting pieces we posted at Kettle Marine Precious Metals I invite you to go read. One by a man I have a lot of respect for, Hugo Salinas Price, who's a very wealthy businessman, a brilliant writer. Got a column we posted called Some Reflections on History and Economics. Price has been strongly pushing for Mexico to go back on a predominantly a silver-backed monetary system. Be a very wise thing to do. They're one of the largest producers of silver in the world. Historically, a piece called The German Hyperinflation of 1923. Another interesting article called, and this was written several years ago, called Gold is the Cure for the Job Drain. Gold is shiny dirt. Money is toilet paper with dirt on it. And crypto is imaginary dirt. Some interesting pieces to read. For those of you who are collecting Social Security like I am, you might want to go back and read the history of FDR's New Deal Social Security Act. And that's all it is. That's all it is. There's more posted, and there'll be more coming. Looking at this gold thing, whether the article was legitimate about gold dropping $18 and all this business is not the issue. 18 cents or 18 bucks, I don't really care. I've shared with you why I buy gold and silver. Why some of you buy it, that's your option, but most of you do it for the same reasons I do. There are those who don't buy it because they think it's all hogwash. Or because, in fact, they're just trying to make it from month to month. And I understand that. It's not an easy thing to do, living in this economy we're living in today. I got an interesting email from Granny today. And most of you here at RBN don't know who Granny is. Granny is an amazingly dear and close friend. She's a few years my senior. And bear with me. I'm going to find this because it's just too damn good. She says, as many of you may share this topic of random thoughts that pass through your mind, I've had this one making numerous passes through my mind for some time. Now, in her case, this particular article deals with the dual topic of illegals and the cry from the agricultural crowd for their need for cheap workers. Granny says a new addition has popped up in my thoughts on this, and that is the overflow across America with so-called homeless people. Now, I'm not going to share this whole story except for one bit because it's amazing. The homeless population really hit me hard on my recent trip to Seattle to see the neurosurgeon for my upcoming back surgery. I have to admit I was shocked at what I saw. Everywhere one looked, thousands of homeless camps and the garbage that was all over where they were. I hadn't been in Seattle for many years, and I can't believe how filthy the streets and all are compared to the days when I worked in Seattle. Watching the news and the mayor go on about all of her ideas to help the homeless at the expense of those who work and pay taxes is probably what brought the three items to my mind: illegals, homeless, and agricultural needs. Well, I'm not going to share the rest of the story, but the homeless situation in Seattle is not uncommon. You see it in L.A., in Detroit, in San Francisco, in Chicago. It is appalling. Absolutely appalling. The government is more concerned about taking care of DACA, the little dreamers. Well, excuse me. There's people in this country who were born and raised here who are dreaming of a better life. But their better life is being given to illegals and the children of illegals. Something is dreadfully wrong here. And so I want an insurance policy that guarantees I'm going to have the ability to survive. And that's what I'm going to take a few moments and share with you tonight. And I want you to write this down. For those of you who have an understanding and have the financial wherewithal, there's things that we can do. Now, I shared with you last Tuesday that after 30 years, I've severed relationships with one of my oldest and biggest suppliers. My reason for doing so is not much unlike the reasons Papa John is severing his relationships with the National Fantasy League, the NFL. I won't go into all the reasons for it, but I just don't care for the way they're conducting business. I don't care for how long of a time period clients who've had to liquidate have had to wait to get their money. I don't care for the fact that they, in fact, have no inventory, nor do I. But I'm very upfront about that. I'm not a coin store. I am a broker that goes out and works to find some phenomenally excellent products at damn good prices. And we're going to share a couple of those with you tonight, and they relate to gold, not to silver tonight. Understand, I've got access to plenty of silver. I've got a client who's got a bunch that he needs to liquidate, and I am remiss in not having gotten back to that client. I have been worn out, torn out, buried, dead, tired, dog meat, beat. And I probably won't get to bed till somewhere between 12 and 2 o'clock in the morning tonight. But I did that last night, and I didn't wake up until 10 this morning when my doorbell rang, because I had a worker coming to do a bunch of work with me. But those things happen. So getting a hold of my supplier today, we put two things together. And for those who understand true value, my goal is to get as much gold as I can for the money. All right? It's that simple. And yet there are others who say, you know what, I don't like that option because I'm not familiar with it and blah, 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 and I want American gold legals. Now, I can get you one-ounce pieces, and that's where the best buys are, okay? There's no doubt about it. Buying a one-ounce gold piece is where you get the most gold for the least amount of money, but you can take it in the shorts if you ever have to spend any of it. How are you going to accept change for a one-ounce gold piece that's worth $1,600, $1,700 when all you're trying to do is buy a $300 purchase? Is the guy going to give you paper in exchange? I want the control of my money for the benefit of my family. I want the ability to take a quarter-ounce or nearly quarter-ounce gold piece and be able to trade it accordingly. You're not going to necessarily get a premium out of it when you go to liquidate like the premium you have to pay, but it's spendable. It puts you in control, you in charge. And so there's two options in this package tonight. First of all, we're going to talk about one quarter ounce American Gold Eagles. It's a quarter ounce gold coin recognized all over the world. The American Eagle is now probably one of the most sought after, partially because of its hardness. Yes, if you take a 1/4 ounce gold eagle or a quarter ounce and you melt it down, you're going to have exactly 1 ounce of pure raw gold or exactly 1/4 ounce of pure raw gold. But the coins aren't minted of pure gold. They've got hardeners in them. They've got copper and silver in them to make them less susceptible to damage, to dings and nicks and things of that nature. It's not to say they can't be if somebody tries hard enough. So here's our package offerings tonight. I've not given them a title yet, nothing. This is the 27th of February. And we will, to some extent, given whatever the markets are come morning, we'll be able to follow through on this offering. I've got access to the product. The cost may change, depending upon, once again, the market. So let's say we look at American Gold Eagles, quarter ounce gold eagles. You can purchase as few as one coin. Yeah, one coin. If you purchase from 1 to 19 coins, they're going to cost you about $374.57 each, give or take whatever the market movement is. You jump up to 20, $373.72. You jump up to 40, you're going to pay $371.14 each. At lower levels, you're probably going to pay a $25 shipping fee. Okay, I technically call it a small order fee because they're having to pay somebody to break them down, to repackage them. They're not coming in a full roll, et cetera, et cetera. That's reality. Yeah, I could have taken it and buried it in here. But for a guy to come and say, I want to buy one coin, what am I going to do? Take the $374 and stick another $25 and bury it in there? And it cost you $400? Nobody would call me. Because it sounds like you're getting ripped off. It's the cost of doing business. Nobody can afford to absorb the shipping of $25 to send you one coin. So at 40 or more coins, you're looking at $371.14 an ounce. All right, that's fair. But the other option I like even better. But that's a personal thing of my own. British gold sovereigns. These are modern, issued, and stamped and struck coins. they're probably going to be 2017s, 2018s. I look at the price on the 2017s and the companies jack the price up. I said, are you nuts? It's no more valuable than the 2018. It's not a collector's coin. Yeah, but it recognized the 200th anniversary of how long they've been extracting these here coins, and they put a special little thing in the design over by the dragon that's done been slayed by the knight. Woo-wee, doggies. But look at the difference. The net gold content of this coin is 0.2354 of an ounce. It's just a little tiny bit less than a full quarter ounce. But the difference in price is huge. It's massive. You get one coin, instead of forking out $374.57, for the sovereign, you're going to pay $332.65. Now you're still going to have the same shipping costs. But all of a sudden, it got easier to pay that shipping cost, didn't it? We get from 10 to 19 coins, the price drops to $330.65. That's $43, almost $44 less than buying a quarter ounce gold American Eagle. You get to 20 coins or more, not 40, but 20, just 20 coins. The price drops to $328.65. Yeah, I'm working for you. I'm trying to put the best deal together I can. Me? I ain't paying all that extra money for a gold American Eagle. Yeah, if somebody trades them in, they got one or two, I may hang on to them. But I'm not going out of my way to spend that kind of money. I'd have to have some time to sit here and calculate the weights and the difference in the value, blah, 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 blah. In fact, I can do that right now. Where's my calculator, darling? Who took it? My granddaughter been here and copped it? It wouldn't surprise me. Ah, here it is. All right, so let's take this. 0.25 times... Nope, that's not right. Sorry about that. 0.25 minus 0.2354. The difference is 0.0146 of an ounce. Multiply that times the anticipated factor. There's only $19.27 difference in the amount of gold between those two coins. So why would you pay $374 as opposed to $332 a coin? That's huge. Yeah. If you came to me and said, I got $10,000 for that amount of money, you're going to do better. If you get $5,000, $1,000, doesn't make any difference what the dollar amount is. That's a big difference in the amount of any. I'll save it. By the time you took your 10 grand or 20 grand or 5 grand or 3,000 or whatever it was and calculated, you're actually going to wind up with more ounces for the money by taking the sovereigns. Unless you're just excited to have American Gold Eagles. Maybe it's simpler. But how many Ahmed pack rats do you know that are running 7-Elevens and Circle K's? Oh, you have British gold sovereign. I know this coin very well. Don't think they won't take it and trade for goods and services. Even let you take a couple of slushies on the way out the door for the kids. This is where you make it. This is where you take advantage. Get the most for the least. Okay? Now, there's two ways to reach me. After the program's over, if you want to, you can call me at 623-327-1778. That's 623-327-1778. Frankly, it's going to forward to my cell phone. If I have to call you back, you're going to get a phone call back from a 602 number. The other way to reach me, if you care to do so, is to send me an email. The email you can get directly off the Kettle Moraine Precious Metals website. I'll give it to you. The biggest problem is an awful lot of you can't figure out how to spell Kettle Moraine. Kettle is a pot and a pan and a kettle. K-E-T-T-L-E. Moraine is M as in mother, O-R-A. I is an Indian, N is in Nancy, E. Moraine. Say, they're going to be Moraine tonight with an E on the end of it. Okay? Gold at KettleMorainePreciousMetals.com. Let me know you're interested. how many you're thinking of buying or how much funds you've got to work with, I will go to work for you. I'll let you know exactly what you're looking at spending. We could take an order. We'll place it. You can, you know, send a check out to us, priority mail. This is the kind of stuff that helps RBN. But equally, and maybe more importantly to most of you, it helps you. You're building a private savings account. You ain't going to get no interest off of it. But you're also not going to go through a 100% loss. It has never happened in history. Every paper currency that's known to exist since the beginning of time has eventually failed and become worthless. Not just worthless, worth nothing. These are the reasons you buy gold. You buy gold to hold. Unfortunately, over the last 5 years, I've had quite a quantity of it stolen from me and my wife. And so we're having to rebuild. And every spare dollar I get, I pull together, I buy another piece or a handful of pieces if I've got the funds. You need to be doing the same thing. Gold has never failed mankind. It's mankind that fails everything else. So it's your call, my friends. We did not get to continue our conversation tonight about precious metals IRAs. I do invite you, if you're interested, to go to our website, goldenira.com, GOLDENIRA, the letters IRA, which does not stand for Irish Republican Army, goldenira.com. And if you go to that website, it's a simple website, but boy, it'll make you think. It gives you alternatives that you may not have been aware of the fact were available to you or to members of your family. I've got clients that have been in for 5, 10, 15, 20 years. I've got others who've been in for considerably less. I've got some clients that at current level are a little upside down. Many are far ahead of the game. Far ahead of the game. Not the bad way to develop your own private pension retirement system. Some of it's less private than others. But I'll share all of that with you if you should ever have the need or desire to call and talk to me about it. Take advantage of this tonight. This is some great gold stuff, and I love to see that much of a spread between American gold eagles and British sovereigns. That's a huge spread difference. I'm not spending that kind of extra money to get an amount of gold that is only got 20 bucks more gold in it, but you want me to pay 50, 60 bucks more? It doesn't work. Hey, we're out of here. I will, Lord willing, see you on Thursday. Do give us a call, 623-327-1778, if I can be of any help to you on this endeavor. And have a good evening, will you? Bye. Don't take a slice of my pie. Money, so they say, is a
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.